Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. This show is raw and unfiltered, and the host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. This is not Wayne Allen Root. I am not Wayne Allen Root. My name is Lee Elsie. I am the official fill-in host when Wayne has things going on, and he's got a lot going on this week. So you got me tonight, and you got me tomorrow as well, and a couple of days next week. Once again, you can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can call in the radio show, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. And I want to spend this segment talking about some of our illustrious politicians. And I'm curious, very curious, as to how they've even risen to the positions of power. I was talking about this at length yesterday with someone that I know, but like somebody like Kamala Harris, like how does someone like a Kamala Harris, now she's not stupid, but she's also not brilliant. I mean, you could see the folks that get it, the folks that understand how the world works and have common sense and intelligence and integrity, those are not necessarily all of the prerequisites, but if I'm walking down the hall and somebody asks me a question, I answer it. Or if I'm having a conversation with you and you ask me something, I answer it. I answer it to the best of my ability. I try to gather as much information as I can, and then we talk about it. Now, I feel as though a lot of the people in positions of power, they have no idea what the hell they're talking about 90% of the time. And if they're not reading from a script, they don't know anything. And that goes up from the, you know, that starts from the top and you know, trickles down for sure. And you can include Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and some of the others in that. And it's very frustrating. You think the founding fathers read from scripts? Or do they speak from their heart? Does anybody speak from their heart on the national scene? Or is it all so calculated because they don't want to make any mistakes? God forbid they say something off the cuff that might ruffle the feathers of some folks. And here's some audio from Nancy Pelosi. Remember, Nancy Pelosi is the third most powerful person. You can make an argument, the third most powerful person in the world. Okay? In the world. And she was addressing some reporters at a legislative agenda. This comes from Sky News. I'm not making this up. This is not edited. This is Nancy Pelosi trying to have a conversation, okay, with reporters, trying to explain some stuff to reporters. Now, I know I don't always make sense. Sometimes I start down a path and I have to call an audible and I take a left turn or a right turn and I start talking about something else. Or I find myself in a situation where I have to say, hold on a second, none of that made any sense. Let me redo that. Let me explain exactly what's going on. But never in my life, never. And this is the third most powerful person, argumentatively, in the world, trying to address folks in the media.
We're sending stuff over to the Senate. Well, it's most of the product that we've done is, now we may have added in the last day or so, and some of what we added is Senate to the bill, like a hearing. Bernie doesn't like hearing. excuse me, Bernie loves hearing. Manchin doesn't want hearing the bill and all that stuff. So some is Senate oriented, and then we had the family medical need. We figured if they're putting things in, then we can put something in, if, even if Manchin doesn't like it. So, so we are getting some bird and privilege. I think most of them are getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadless to a bill. Bird ball, it's important. It's, you have to take it out, but privilege violation can take you out.
What is that? What was that? Biden is the same way. Kamala Harris cannot get through a speech without a cackling laugh of embarrassment to the United States of America. That's 1, 2, and 3. That's 1, 2, and 3 in people of power. That's an embarrassment. When your time has come and gone, it's time for you to leave. It's time for Nancy Pelosi to find something else to do. It was time for Joe Biden to find something else to do a decade ago. And Kamala Harris is just not cut out for that job. And those are your three most powerful people, technically, if you exclude the people who are actually pulling the strings behind the scenes, in the world. Now, if that doesn't make you a little nervous hearing that, I don't know what will. Right? These are people who are negotiating for you, digging into your pocket to fund things that they think are smart. And what do? We just let it keep happening. We just keep putting these same people back in power over and over and over and over again. Now, those three, two of the three, have been in power forever. Kamala Harris has been in power for a long time, but Joe and Nancy, they've been around for over 40 years. And again, what exactly, one thing, please, I'm begging you, one piece, signature piece of legislation that Joe Biden wrote, created, championed, that has made your life better. Same goes for Dick Blumenthal. Same goes for Chris Murphy. Give me one. One! They've been in office, not so much Murphy, but they've been in office for decades, each one of them. And what do? We just keep putting them back. We just keep moseying on up to the polls. I recognize that number. Let me vote for him or her. So, again, I blame you. I blame all of you. All of the voters. It's your fault. It's not Nancy Pelosi's fault. She loves the fact that she has immense power. It's not Joe Biden's fault. I mean, he would give up anything to have been president. And probably did. Probably sold his soul. I don't blame Kamala Harris. She was on a power trip from day one. We know how she got to where she got. I'm not blaming them. They were thirsty for power. They decided to take a certain avenue. They got it. It's your fault. You blew it. You voted for these folks over and over again. If you voted for Dick Blumenthal, shame on you. Shame on you! Because you're part of the problem. If you didn't like the fact that the orange man said some things that made you feel uncomfortable, and you voted for Biden, it's your fault. I'm sorry. The situation that we're in is your fault. I'm not saying Trump would have made it any better. I don't know. I have no idea. Couldn't have made it worse, could he? Let's be honest. Even if you hated him. Even if you couldn't stand him. Is it possible that any other person on the planet would have made this worse? Y'all voted in the worst possible choice for president and vice president of the United States. Couple that with that woman who doesn't know what's going on. Please, somebody out there, explain to me what she was doing the night of the State of the Union. What was she doing behind Joe Biden when he was telling a sad story, and again, about his son dying? What was that seal clap she was doing at that point? Can anybody answer those questions for me? If Ted Cruz was sitting behind Donald Trump and got up and did a crazy seal clap when Trump was talking about somebody with cancer, it would have been national news for months. Why is it that we just ignore the fact that these folks are completely inept? That they have no idea they've lost it. Now, back in the day, they certainly were shrewd to get to where they are. And what happens is they built up this immense power. Nancy Pelosi and all the folks that are in her orbit, they make sure they keep her afloat. Because without her, they lose their job. So when they put her up in those situations, same goes for Biden, and they have to actually try to do this on their own, they can't. Now, we have some folks out there who can, at a certain age, can function at a high level. Into their 80s, into their 90s, and beyond in some cases. These folks cannot. Not everybody can. Do you know what it takes to be president of the United States? You know how much time it takes? Look how much somebody like Obama, who went in as a young man, how much they age in 8 years. It's ridiculous that we think that the people that we have in power right now are any different than the normal people who go through life and check out or retire by the time they're 75. These folks are running the country into their mid-80s. Makes no sense. I got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's always an honor and a pleasure to bring on this next guest. And again, Heritage Foundation, all those great years in the military, expert in a lot of different areas, so the one and only Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you?
I am doing well, Lee. It's always great to be on the show.
So we talk about once a week, and since the last time we talked, are we closer to a world war or further away?
Gosh, that's a tough one. You know, we're still fighting in Ukraine. Putin has moved mildly with his demands. He's kind of backed off on his demands a little bit, but not sufficiently to stop the event. But the Ukrainians are still holding. The one thing that I would say you could characterize as moving closer was the rocket strike that occurred closer to the Polish border,
right,
which I believe is sort of a wave off from Putin about the supplying airplanes and other things from Poland. But I think that the West needs to stand firm. You know, when Putin says, hey, anybody that sends weapons or equipment, you know, we're going to consider that a provocation and a fair target, I think we should probably have announced immediately that that is unacceptable. And if Putin does that, there will be retaliation against the Russian homeland, period. Don't say how, don't say, you know, the means we're going to use, but just let him know that NATO and the West are not intimidated by his threats.
Right. So I agree with that. Like, you got to stand up to a bully as always. And, you know, Reagan did it as well as anybody during my lifetime. But I do have to say, on the flip side of that, I've always thought, and you can correct me, Stephen, feel free, if I'm arming somebody to fight you, I'm helping you in this conflict. I don't know how you differentiate one from the other. Even Trump had said this. What's the difference if we give them weapons as opposed to giving them planes? We're going to give them this, but not that. How is that different?
In the absolute sense of things, it's not. In the diplomatic sense, you know, if you couch it in terms of, given the unprovoked nature of Russia's attack on Ukraine, you know, the free world is standing with them, and as long as they're willing to keep fighting themselves, the world has the right to assist them against this unprovoked assault. I mean, you can put it in the right words,
right,
that you're making the distinction that we're not attacking you, but we're going to help these brave people because your attack is illegitimate. You know, this idea that because Russia makes this illegal, illegitimate attack on another country, that suddenly the rest of us have to play by a certain set of rules, is kind of ludicrous.
Right.
And I think the world needs to stop that. Don't let Putin control this narrative. Don't let Putin dictate, you know, how we're going to help, you know, if we're going to help. That's just wrong to allow him to do that. Now, is there some risk there? Absolutely. You know, Putin could go crazy and start shooting nuclear missiles all over the place.
Right.
But you know what? He's already done something irrational and crazy. This attack is not based on any, you know, I mean, this has less validity, Lee, than when Saddam Hussein attacked Kuwait. Because he said, well, they're digging diagonally into our oil, so we're going to stop them.
Right.
When the truth was, he really just wanted the wealth that was down there in Kuwait and had nothing to do with that drilling. But at least they came up with a semi-legitimate excuse. Putin doesn't have one. Everything he has said to justify this attack has turned out to be completely fictitious. There's no neo-Nazis running around the government of Ukraine. Nobody was persecuting the Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine. This is all just a lie. And the latest one is that, you know, we've got chemical weapons factories all over Ukraine that, that are aimed at them. They got more chemical weapons and biological weapons than anybody in the world. So, we need to stop allowing Putin's lies to drive the decision-making in this crisis.
Since you mentioned that, what is going on with those labs in Ukraine, and why are we involved or potentially involved in those?
It appears that they are legitimate medical research facilities, the kind of which we have in countries all over the world, that they're not weapons facilities in any way, shape, or form. So we have a lot of folks who are experts in tropical diseases and other infectious pandemic kind of diseases around the world. So it's that kind of facility. It is not a weapons facility. That is a Russian law.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is our guest. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more with Stephen right after this. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Within hours after the Ukrainian president gave an impassioned plea for help from the United States, President Biden announced a new $800 million aid package to help Ukraine out as Russia continues to target civilians. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says still more could be done, though, by the Biden administration.
President Zelensky has said fighter jets are his top priority. It's what he needs most. Poland has offered up the MiGs that the Ukrainian pilots know how to fly, and Joe Biden personally vetoed those MiGs going to Ukraine. President Biden should allow those MiGs to go to Ukraine today.
Former President Donald Trump telling the Washington Examiner that if he runs for president in 2024, it will be with a new vice president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Wayne Allen Root
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Feel free to email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Stephen Bucci is our guest. You can follow him at SBucci at Twitter. It's a great follow. Lock into that. So what do you think it's like inside Moscow, inside Russia right now? I know there are rumblings about a potential civil war in Russia. A lot of folks don't like this war, this war against Ukraine, the Ukrainians. And how do you feel like it's unfolding inside Moscow?
You know, it's probably a combination of things. There is a great Russian nationalistic pride. They, you know, they're an enormous country with incredible history, and the Russian people are duly proud of that long and storied history. The problem is they also got a one-man dictatorship. You know, you can see the optics of him meeting with his own advisors, and he's like 100 yards away at the far end of a table.
Right.
So Putin has kind of isolated himself. And that's always dangerous in geopolitics, when one man alone is making these crucial decisions. Putin is no doubt the boss of bosses. He is the one who makes the decisions, gives the orders, and people disagree with him at their risk. So, you know, this idea that there's suddenly going to be somebody who rises up and takes Putin out, that's kind of a really faint hope. I mean, I hope for it too, but I don't see it being very likely. The people around him, for either they agree with him or they are so afraid of him that they're very unlikely to cross it.
Right.
And in Russia, you know, even if an enormous percentage of their population rise up, that the government owns all the guns, all the power, and those people are wedded to Putin, not to the people of Russia in general. So that's a possibility, but I don't think it's a real big one, unfortunately. Now, if things continue to go south, more, you know, little Ivans come home in body bags, you know, then that may change. But that's not going to happen this week, let's put it that way.
So as we're talking, I'm watching video footage that I'm sure a lot of other folks have seen, just blown out buildings, apartment complexes on fire, decimated from the shelling. My question to you is this. If you've made up your mind, as a military expert, if you've made up your mind that you are going to decimate the landscape, you're going to knock everything to the ground, why would you shell it with tanks and conventional style weapons? Why don't we just go in there and drop a bunch of Moab bombs on it or tactical nukes and say, this is what we're doing. This is the end of the story. I'm not going to waste my manpower or my conventional weapons. I'm just going to drop two of these and it's over. If you're a military person and you don't give a damn about what the rest of the world actually is thinking, and I get that feeling that Putin doesn't, why would you waste time and money and treasure? Why wouldn't you just drop something that can wipe the slate clean?
Hey, good question. I don't know. I mean, I think the tactical nuke line, I think he realized if he does that, he really opens himself up to receive nukes back at him.
Right.
And I don't think he wants to cross that line if he absolutely doesn't have to. Two, he used tactical nukes. It leaves things pretty dirty and messy for a while. And if you want to take over a country, you know, that's not necessarily a great idea. One, you'll turn the remaining population definitely 100% against you. And two, it makes that terrain pretty much unusable for the foreseeable future. why he doesn't use conventional air munitions to do that. I don't know. It seems like it would be a lot more efficient.
Right.
And he doesn't seem to give a darn that he's killing civilians. I think he's caught in a loop of, I've got to show these people that my military can actually do this, my ground force.
Right.
Because, you know, by any spreadsheet analysis of this, the Russian army should have rolled over Ukraine and been sitting there drinking Ukrainian wine for the last 2 weeks, and that's not the case. So I think he's kind of caught in his military saying, we can do this, boss. Don't use the Air Force yet. Plus, right. The Air Force hasn't shown itself to be all that competent in the missions they have done. So maybe he's a little bit nervous that the Air Force will look stupid and screw it up. And maybe he's kind of wedded to trying to get the ground forces to do it right. I don't know.
Mm.
He's not really sharing that analysis with us that's driving their decision.
Is he making the decisions, or do you think he's got generals making the decisions here?
I think on the ground, the tactical decisions are probably being made by some of the generals. But, you know, there's some detailed reports going back to old Vlad. And the big decisions he's clearly making, we don't know where that line of demarcation is. In some cases, you know, those tactical things, they don't go back and ask. They just make a decision themselves.
Right.
Because they may not like the answer, or they think it'll make them mad, and they don't want to ask them something that'll do that. So I think there's a lot of hand-wringing on the Russian side between Vladimir Putin and your average Private Ivan. It's not hand-wringing over the Ukrainians. It's hand-wringing over what the heck is Putin going to do next. Is it going to, you know, send somebody to put a bullet in my head? There's a lot of that concern in the leadership of Russia, leadership broadly defined there.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation again joins us every week, and we always appreciate his time. How does this dynamic change if China does get involved and begins to back Russia at their request? There's been reports out that they've reached out, and how would it change everything?
Russia seems to be reaching out to lots of folks. They're bringing in Syrian fighters. They're reaching out to China for weapons. You know, I don't understand that Russia's got as much, if not more, weapons than China does. So obviously it's a ploy to get China involved somehow. I think the Chinese will shine them on, and because they don't have any interest in losing any Chinese blood or treasure in Europe. They've got fish to fry in their own region, and they're hoping that Putin will set some sort of precedent that will give them an easier green light if they decide to go after Taiwan or anywhere else in their region. So I would say China may help out materially, but I doubt they will, you know, do much more than that. Maybe some diplomatic support. They at least won't get in their way in international fora. But I don't see China sliding in and becoming, you know, a wartime partner of Russia at this time.
Okay.
They're a little more cautious than that.
All right, Stephen. The Iranians bombed a consulate. This a game changer? This changed the landscape of our discussions with them about the nuke deal?
I think, you know, bad guys tend to move when they think it's to their advantage.
Right.
In this case, you know, Iran figured, hey, let's go slap these guys. They're kind of busy right now. They're probably not going to bother with us anyway. I do think it's telling that the Iranians really don't see what they did as a negative in their negotiations with the Biden administration over the Iran nuclear deal. For me, it ought to be a deal breaker. There shouldn't be any more negotiations with that regime in Tehran. But, you know, the Biden administration they're just as blind as the Obama administration was to the evilness of of the mullahs in Tehran.
Right.
And the fact that they haven't immediately broken off negotiations. Negotiations, oh, by the way, which are brokered by Russia.
Same.
I mean, this could not be any more bizarre setup. But everybody feels like, you know, all the rules are off. They don't have to worry about the Biden administration. I think Biden could take some decisions that would help correct that to a degree, but they don't even seem to be ready to do that. You know, they don't even want to fix what's broken.
No.
They seem to be willing to just continue to ride down the same very, very dangerous path of appeasement and weakness, because they're hoping against hope that it's going to get them something back. I don't think that it's going to.
Stephen, great stuff as always. By the way, the Babylon Bee is reporting that Biden is intending to sell Alaska back to the Russians so they can start drilling, just in case you're wondering.
Babylon Bee, so clever.
They are funny. All right, brother. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next time. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, Lee. Take care, brother, and be well.
You too, pal. All right, let's take a quick break once again. My name is Lee Elsey. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight, tomorrow night, then a couple days next week, as I believe he's on a well-deserved vacation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the My Pillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see My Pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hey, friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens.
Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All righty then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. If you don't know by now, Wayne is on his honeymoon down there in Mar-a-Lago down with Donald Trump, so I'm sure we'll be hearing from him tomorrow, maybe Friday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. I'll be filling in as well, but I mean, come on. We don't expect him to call in during his honeymoon, do we? I mean, come. I guess if he's calling in during his honeymoon, something has gone terribly wrong. All right. So let me wrap up tonight with, again, the world being on fire, something to think about. This really encapsulates all of it. So let me get this straight. It takes between 21 to 35 days for a Russian oil tanker to get to U.S. ports to be offloaded. It takes between 35 and 60 days for a tanker from the Middle East to make the same trek. It takes about 10 hours to load the tanker and up to 24 hours to unload it. If it has to wait in port to get an unloading dock, it can have a three-day wait on that. The average tanker burns 2,625 gallons of diesel fuel per hour. 22.38 pounds of CO2 are created from burning 1 gallon of diesel fuel. So in 1 hour, a tanker trip hauling oil to a refinery in the United States creates 58,757.5 pounds of CO2 per hour. Averaging the travel time of the tankers, that's 27.67 million tons of CO2 per trip. In comparison, your car creates between 6 and 9 tons per year. Without going into all the equations of how many tankers come to the U.S. per year, let alone our exports, will someone please explain to me how drilling our own oil and moving it through pipelines, along with importing oil from Canada via a pipeline, is not more environmentally green for the entire world? This is an argument that we have been talking about for a long, long time. How it's not only cleaner to move oil through pipelines, it's common sense. It's more cost effective. It's better for the environment. So explain to me why our progressive friends, our liberal friends, are dancing around and wagging their pointy little fingers at pipelines saying how wrong they are. Now, I know the agenda is to eliminate fossil fuel. I get that. And this is, I guess, step one in that elimination. You get rid of the pipelines. You get rid of that free-flowing and lower price of fuel. Everything gets higher. The price of gas gets higher. Folks get frustrated with that. And in their frustration, who knows, maybe they turn away from fossil fuel and try to embrace solar and wind as the number one forms of energy. I would think that's the only thought process behind this. That's got to be like the plan in the Democrat slash progressive slash liberal playbook, right? Get people so angry with the price of gas and oil that they find a different method of energy, right? I mean, if you're spending $2,000 to fill up your home heating oil tank, that's a lot of money. That's a punch in the stomach. Not a lot of folks can absorb that and move forward. If you're paying $90 to fill up your truck, that's a lot of money, especially if you're filling it up two and three times a week. So the plan, clearly, this is the plan. The plan clearly is to make you angry with fossil fuel, make you ticked off that it's costing so much, make you forget who's actually doing it, make you forget that it's Biden and his cronies that are behind this. I'm answering emails all the time. Why are you blaming Biden? The cost of gasoline was going up, not just since Putin decided to invade Ukraine. It was going up like a rocket ship, even prior to this invasion. Just go look at the graphs. During the last month of Trump's presidency, gasoline in some places in my state was around $2. Now it's $4.70 a gallon. But prior to it jumping up here in the last month, it was on a steady incline because of Biden, because of shutting down pipelines. Now, he'll tell you the pipeline wasn't finished, and he's right about that. It wasn't finished. It's just the thought behind it. It's speculation. And just the thought of how Americans can use ingenuity and creativeness to solve just about any problem. If we're forced or faced with this kind of a situation, with everybody on the same page, everyone trying to solve this energy crisis, we would solve it. We would. We would figure out a way, either natural gas or producing more oil locally. Biden would have sat down with oil-producing companies and figured something out. But he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about this country in that regard. He doesn't care that the food on your plate is costing more. None of that. They don't care. They only care about this whole idea of a Green New Deal. And that's it. Well, anyway, listen, I'm running out of time. Music is playing. I got to go. I want to thank Christopher for night number one down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. I thank him very much. Again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne. Again, tomorrow night as well. Best of on Friday. I'll be back for a couple of days next week. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll do it all over again tomorrow right here on the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.